This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of this, the live Saturday edition. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're totally free. So head on over there. You can interact with the site by submitting content to it, and other listeners vote on that content, and the most voted up make it to the front page. So head on over there to freetalklive.com. You'll find that the entire site is for free. We continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Russell, listening to WRNN-FM in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Russell. Russell in Myrtle Beach, going once. Russell in Myrtle Beach.
Hello.
There you are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Excuse me. I was wanting to talk about term limits.
All right, sure.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got a chest cold, so bear with me. But y'all talk about a few problems, and it's always seeming to what are our politicians doing?
Well,
they take a few problems, and they, when it comes time for election, and they get up there and they spell out everything you want to hear.
Right, so they've actually done anything to solve one of the problems, when usually what happens is the government creates the problems that they're complaining about, and then their solutions to those problems make the problems worse.
Exactly, because it's politically expedient in the solutions that they use to solve a problem.
So how's term limits relevant to that conversation?
Okay. Well, you get people and they go in there and they promise you, we're going to change things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in there and we're going to take no earmarks and this and that, but it never happens.
That's right.
Either they get in there in their first to second term and they stay or they're gone. And it's the embedded structure in the bureaucracy.
And they collect a sweet pension, too, once they get, what is it, once, you just get
I don't know how long it is, but once you're there, you're pretty much in for that pension.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're pretty much right. I mean, they basically lie to people, the Democrats and the Republicans, they tell lies to folks, and then they get reelected, 90-plus percent incumbent reelection rate in this country. So you think term limits can solve that problem?
In a way, because it would knock a pillar out of their structure.
Then,
of their support.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from with the idea of term limits being a useful thing, and that you wouldn't get these career politicians who they get in, dug in like ticks, and they get. All the lobbyists know them, and they know they can count on them for this and that, and they know how to work the system because they've been there and they're experienced at it. And but on the other hand, if you actually did have a decent politician, like, say, a Ron Paul, for instance, then he'd be term limited out of office.
Yes, sir. And that was the spirit of the President of the United States has a term limit.
No, I don't think that's...
Yes, they do.
Is it true? I thought
sure,
it was just
10
a,
years.
I thought that...
Yes,
10
sir.
Years?
10.
Roosevelt was the first president in which Congress and the other politicians decided there should be term limits for president.
Huh. I thought it was just a tradition. I thought that it was just a tradition.
It was until Roosevelt.
Really? Okay. All right. I don't think it's going to...
Yes, I mean, they were voted out in different, means, but...
I want to thank you for the call tonight, Russell. I certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't think term limits are going to solve the problems that Washington, D.C. has, simply because it's just such a centralized hub of power.
I agree with that. It's always going to attract
people in search of that.
I think that you have to do some politicking, though. And if there's an issue that I'm willing to pick up that I don't entirely believe in, it's term limits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that it will be somewhat helpful. Yeah, the old saying is that for 1,000 people that are hacking at the branches, there's only one who's striking at the root. And I would say that term limits are a really big branch. It's not the trunk of the tree. It's not the root of the tree. It's a big branch, and they do get dug in like ticks, and they're impossible to get out. But you know, once you, even if you did have term limits, essentially what you do is you've just created a larger job pool for the lobbyist market, because then all the lobbyists would be ex-Congress critters crawling about there trying to peddle their influence that they had at one point, their understanding of how the system works. That's what they do now, and that's what they do then. I'm not against it. I'm not against it. I just don't think it's the solution. A lot of people, you know, lay it out there as the panacea for...
Panacea.
What is it?
There's no T in panacea.
Whatever. Panacea for, the problems we have in Washington. And the problems we have from Washington is Washington.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If the state, the 50 states said to Washington, D.C., look, we're just not going to put up with this crap anymore, and told them to go take a long walk off of a short pier, then it would be an entirely different issue. But the reason that they don't is because Washington, D.C. controls the printing of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the states are, you know, little hookers out there getting paid off by their big pimp in Washington.
Pretty much.
And that's the root of it all is the Federal Reserve System and the government's ability to print money when there is no value. It used to be that money was tied to reserves of gold and silver. It no longer is. That's the root of the problem.
Yeah, and the idea that the people in Washington, D.C. would even pass term limits upon themselves is also pretty silly, right? So it's almost pie in the sky, the idea that something like that would ever come to pass. So I think I'll stay in favor of just seceding and saying, forget you to Washington, D.C., because I don't think there's any in that. And I kind of feel the same way as you on this, Mark. Like, term limits, on one hand, they're not such a bad thing. On the other hand, Ron Paul would be out of office, and he is, for what it's worth, he's a voice for liberty on most issues up there. And it's not really worth much, so it probably wouldn't really matter if term limits were put into effect. But it's unrealistic to believe that they ever will be put into effect. And it's also unrealistic to believe that term limits would do anything to fundamentally change the way Washington, D.C. works. And that is that it's a group of people that want to exert their power over other folks and extract money and obedience from them. Why bother even trying to change Washington, D.C.? Why not spend time... Because it's so expensive, right? It's very expensive and time-consuming to try to lobby to change things in Washington, D.C. You'll never outspend, Monsanto or the other corporations that are up there lobbying, so you don't even have a chance from the get-go. And then why not spend, if you're going to spend time and money on doing politics, why not spend it on secession and, you know, in encouraging... encouraging that idea to propagate through the population and focus on electing state legislators. It's a much more affordable process to do something like that if you're going to do politics that will support those ideas, that will support the idea of saying no to the federal government and turning down the handouts that you were talking about. That, of course, our strings are attached to it.
Every time.
And I hear the local politicians talking about that on this show.
I believe that 60% of the regulations come to public schools through the federal government, but only 6% of the money comes to them.
I've heard it's 90 and 6.
Okay,
90% of the regulations. But yeah, listening to local politicians bemoan the federal regulations that they have to jump through. I've heard them on the local radio here in Keene, New Hampshire, bemoaning all of the things that the federal government has to, you know, that makes them do, that these mandates that are coming down from the feds. But whenever somebody calls in to suggest, well, hey, why don't you just not do it? Oh, but they give us money. Well, if you were to just say no to the money.
Right. And that's the problem, is these politicians, they can't say no to the money. And if the idea is that your local community works through the local taxes, but it doesn't. It's this trickle down. They get a small amount of money from the federal government. They get all their regulations from there, and they just can't say no.
Even if it's not enough money.
They're like little addicts.
Right. Even if it's not enough money that they're getting, right? They still won't say no because it's money that we didn't have, and we need the money.
Saving the taxpayer by sticking with all these regulations we spend so much more money on.
If you wanted to save the taxpayer, then you would get behind some sort of local effort to say no to the federal government. Because if you could have in this crazy fantasy land, if you had some local government basically say no to all of the federal government handouts, and then in addition say, yeah, and this is where you can live if you don't want to pay federal taxes. Well, then you'd have more money in your community because nobody would be sending the money to the feds anymore. Then you wouldn't need to say yes to the federal handouts because all the money would stay in the community. Doesn't that make sense?
That makes more sense.
Secession, 800-259-9231. That's the solution to the federal problem. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about what you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you. They include our listening options. You can enjoy live streams, both broadband and dial-up flavors, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live airs around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. The listening options are brought to you by qualityrental.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see the samples right there, order today. There's a 10% discount for, you know, listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. It's an Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Tom is listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just first of all, I wanted to commend you for your program there. A lot of thought-provoking subjects come up.
Thank you, sir.
As I listen on a Saturday night, and that's always good.
What have we provoked within you tonight? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, you brought up that term limits thing there, and I got to think about that. Reality is you ought to just leave them alone. If people want to elect somebody for 30 terms or 20 terms or 10 terms or one, I think they have a right to be elected as many times as they can get people to vote for them.
Well, hopefully they would leave me alone too, but they don't do that. I'd be happy to leave those people alone if they would just leave me alone. Why won't they?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's reality. Is that's the freedom. You should have the right to vote for me as many times as you want, and I should have a right to run as many times as I want. And if the people get sick of somebody enough, then they vote them out. Unfortunately, people are too preoccupied with all kinds of other issues in their lives, so therefore they don't spend the time getting to know the issues and, of course, voting people out who should be voted out. That's the problem we got right there. That's the problem.
I was thinking about this, the same thing. And I was it was last weekend, I think. I went to the Republican State Convention here in New Hampshire. Fun time had by all. I mean,
that's awful.
It was great. Party balloons, pretty little finger sandwiches, delicious. So, you know, I went there. I am reasonably plugged in. I can name my representative, the representative for my, and the two senators for my state. And that makes me in the top 1% of the nation. Because I'd be willing to bet that most people can't do that.
I probably can't.
However, I still don't know how every candidate feels on every issue. And it turns out that I was supporting a candidate that was, not as good on the issues as another candidate, from my same standpoint. And I was wrong, and it was after I'd voted or whatever, and I found out. But, you know, this little rabbit hole goes a very, very long way, which is trying to figure out, you know, who is the best candidate. And it's, it's impossible. I'm plugged in, and I don't know.
Could I say something?
Yeah.
The problem is that they're stinking politicians. And you know what? A politician says what you want to hear. They don't tell you how they truly feel. I mean, they may in some ways take a stand on this issue or that issue, which they all do. But in reality, they're just trying to garner support for their little agenda, whatever it might be.
Sure. I mean, they'll tell you, especially when they come door to door and they're knocking on the door and talking to you, they can tell you anything they want at that door, that door meeting, and then, do whatever they want once they get to Washington.
So what's the point then? I mean, if that's the case, then what's the point in even knowing anything or even participating?
That's the position we're in right now. I think the people have to start becoming more aware, learning the issues, and then voting accordingly. And unfortunately, it may cause a lot of chaos in this country because, this two-party system has caused so many problems. They give you, you got to vote the lesser of evils, and in reality, you're just only, you're supporting the problem.
There's no doubt about that. That's why I can't do it. I can't bring myself, in most cases, to vote for the lesser of two evils. I have to have a choice of somebody who is significantly not so evil. And I thank you for the call. And it's very rare that there is an election like that. Thank you for the thoughts. And 800-259-9231 is the number for you. So if it's
this whole voting thing, it's such a sham. It really is. It's such a sham. I mean, I'm not, so they'll tell you that if you don't vote, you can't complain. But you know as well as I do that you've walked into the voting booth before and said, "Oh, that's a nice name. I like that one." And just voted for somebody you don't have the foggiest clue who it is they are. And you just, especially those races where they don't even have, where they're, they don't give you a political party, whether do they call that?
Nonpartisan.
The nonpartisan races. When you like voting for judges and things in Florida, you voted for judges. What business do I have of voting for a judge? I mean, I didn't know these people from Adam. And I just go in and pick a name and write it in because, well, I voted. Now I can complain. Come on. I mean, what a platitude that is. It just doesn't make any sense.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your thoughts, Clint, listening to WSCFM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Clint.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the term limits ideas, and you know, neither here nor there. I actually originally called to say that we should look at, you know, kind of downsizing the lobbyist input into our government, and to try to somehow control that, which seems like a pie in the sky kind of dream, because once those politicians take that money and take that support, they owe those people for as long as they can stay in power. So I understand that. I get that. But listening to you talk, I had come up with just a radical idea. Oh, we have all this money that we put into the re-election campaigns for our politicians. You know, what if we, with technology as it is, what if we were able to set up a website or something for these candidates where you, as a voter, if you wanted to educate yourself, you could go there or call an 800 line, you know, put the money into having that information available so that you can get what you want instead of having the media force it down your throat.
Well, the candidates have their own websites, but they can still tell you whatever they want to tell you on there. I mean, just because the candidate says one thing doesn't mean Jack Hill of beans when they actually get elected.
When
I mean,
you,
like Barack Obama.
If you ask these organizations, if you ask these organizations out there that actually try to get to nail the candidate down on a particular issue, one of that's coming to mind is these tax organizations. They'll try to get the candidate to sign some pledge that says, well, I promise not to grow the government through taxes, blah, 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 blah. When they try to get them nailed down on something, these people just get slippery as they could be. Some of them don't fill it out because they didn't know that they were supposed to fill it out because they get all kinds of these surveys and once they start being a candidate. So it's very, very, very difficult.
Or they'll take a position and then they'll completely reverse on it when they get elected. And everybody knows they do this, but yet they keep believing that one of these new politicians is going to be different. They're going to be the outstanding person that will actually honor their word. You know, George W. Bush was elected, or George Bush, the recent one, was elected with campaign signs. I remember this, that read in the year 2000, smaller government. And he did nothing of the sort. And then Barack Obama elected on this idea of ending the war, and he's done nothing of the sort. And so it's just, they're just all full of it. I thank you for the call. I appreciate the thoughts. At 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're a little more accountable on a local level, the politicians, and maybe it's worth it to learn a few things about them there, because you could actually, to some level, have interactivity with them. But the federal guys, you know, they're just a bunch of jokers. More coming up.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Just dial in toll-free to the number that is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy a lot of stuff there, and it's all totally free. One of the many features we have is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam, so head on over to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you free by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. A optical transceiver, for those that don't know, is kind of a high-end piece of equipment for the big guys that do internet connectivity. But they also have memory over there, and they have great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. It's all in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Continue with your phone calls about what you want. And ladies, come first here on Free Talk Live, so let's talk to Christina in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Christina.
Hey there.
Hey.
It's an interesting topic. It's been bandied about a long time about, term limits. But years ago, when I found out that Al Gore's father, who retired at some $60,000 a year as a senator, is making more in retirement than he ever made as a senator because they have a neat deal that when they retire after doing, I think, two terms as a senator, they get a lifetime pension and they get the same pay increases the senators get.
Wow.
And I think if we get rid of the pension program, we will not have to worry about term limits because they won't want to stay in there. It'll actually be a service to the country to be a public servant
Well,
and
I'm in favor.
They won't get anything out of it.
I'm in favor of what you're saying. I mean, that makes sense to get rid of the pension program. I think that, you know, not paying them at all would be fine. That all makes sense. But that's not the only reason why they get in, right? Because they are also getting perks from the lobbyists, and there's power involved, and being able to wield
that
power.
There's always the power, but the problem is if you do six to 12 years as a senator, you get a cushy, you know, what, $160,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
And a pension? I mean, come on. Nobody gets that kind of golden parachute these days.
That 160. I understand what you're saying, but that 160 is chump change compared to what those guys are spending. And that's what scares me.
Can't you just add the caveat that they can't work for anybody if they've had anything to do with signing their legislation that would affect that business?
They'll find a way around
years.
It.
I suppose if we could put you in charge, that would be really great. But, however, the problem is getting you somehow there so that you could make this legislation, and then you have to work with the other 534 of these, thieves in the Thieves Guild there in Washington, D.C., to somehow get the Thieves Guild to say,
to
all right, here at the Thieves Guild, we will no longer pay fellow thieves as much as we do. And
we're cutting our thieving by 10%.
We won't. Once you're done with the Thieves Guild, you can't work with the Thieves Guild in any way, shape, or form.
Seems pretty unlikely.
I think you'd be better off telling your local state to stop having anything to do with Washington, D.C. I think it's a simpler message.
That might be a simpler message, but I think if we take away some of the incentives and take away their ability to hold high positions that keep people from getting on various positions to bring bills to the floor. I mean, that's what happened in 1994.
But do you realize that
couldn't get anything to the floor to be voted on because they weren't in a committee?
But don't you realize that what you're saying there is just pure fantasy? I mean, that Mark just pointed out that what you're talking about is not going to happen because Christina is not going to ever be in charge. And the people that would agree with you on that are not going to be the people that are going to be running for political office on a message of, I want to cut my own salary. Those people aren't going to make it to Washington, D.C.
So what is your solution then if we can't take the money away from them, if we can't slash...
Oh, you can take the money
from
them.
The American people are pissed off.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
We've had it.
Well, if you've had it, then there are some solutions, right? Because if you're sick and tired of Washington, D.C., then that's when, you know, the other options start to open up for you. Because otherwise they get you distracted with all the, let's see what we can change about Washington, D.C., and then we'll spend all of our time and effort trying to make those changes, and it'll always fail. The solution is...
Or if it does succeed, it succeeds in some morphed form where it's really a zombie of its former self.
Right. So secession, I think, is probably the best solution possible, but in order to secede effectively, you'd have to get the idea, the meme of secession spread and accepted by people.
Then they start anarchy and they put some, antagonist provocateurs in some kind of a situation, create, unrest, order out of chaos, and they just get rid of everybody who would have wanted to change anyway. I mean, we're basically screwed.
You mean violence? You mean you believe that if you were to advocate secession, it were to become popular enough that they would use violence on the advocates of secession?
I
don't think she's necessarily wrong.
Maybe you're right, but if that's the case...
They'll use the violence in the same way on people who advocate term limits, too. I mean,
it'll become about religion, they'll bring up every card they can and put agent provocateurs in there to stir up violence, and certain segments of the population are ripe for violence. I can tell
stories
of people who used to, spray pest control for companies, and they would go into certain things, I won't say who, but certain segments of the population who they never, never saw firearms in their homes. And then all of a sudden, they started seeing FKSs and Mac 90s and cases of ammunition. They said, oh, my God, these people are ready to blow.
Well, the way to handle that is to only associate with people who are not talking about violence, the people that are talking about peaceful solutions to our problems.
That would be great, but if they can powder keg a certain segment and they can get them to go off, then they've got their excuse to bring in martial law, anarchy, suspend the Constitution.
They're going to have their... the Constitution...
Hey, you can suspend the Constitution anyway. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's not like they're going by it.
The Constitution's long been suspended.
True. That's true, but it hasn't been publicly suspended, and we don't have martial law in the streets yet.
But if it's your fear, well, it depends on where.
Right. Have you been to New York City? I went to the financial district. They got guys with they look like stormtroopers. They've got MP5s slung over their shoulders. Mm-hmm. They're wearing these flak jackets.
The average American is not walking in downtown.
No, that's true, dude.
Wall
it's true.
Street.
I'm just making the point.
Armed guards on the corner of Main Street America.
My street isn't worth putting an armed guard on.
You know.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know what the solution is. I just know that the American people are fed up, and we have to be very careful not to let somebody antagonize or create a situation and then watch what's happening behind the scenes, because whatever you think is real, don't believe it if you see it on the nightly news, because
Christina,
they have a whole other agenda.
I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, what Christina had to say there is, I think, really indicative of the way a lot of people think, is that, well, I understand that you can't do anything significant to change Washington, D.C., but if we were to do something else, like radical, like secession, then they're just going to come in and kill us, or they're going to put troops in the streets, and we're going to have martial law, and then things will get even worse. So then they kind of lock themselves down into this, well, we can't do anything perspective. But look at what happens when you don't do anything. If you don't do anything,
yeah, that's what we've got.
Well, right. You get what you've got, and what you've got is going in the direction of martial law anyway. I mean, if you look at everything that the federal government is doing and the laws that are being passed, and as you mentioned, Mark, in New York City and now also Chicago and other big cities are starting to put the cameras up. They're starting now in Philadelphia to do the bag searches on the subway stations. I mean, all kinds of police state stuff is coming down that pipe. And doing nothing is not going to stop that. So really you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to risk? What are you willing to do if you know that the political system, at least at the federal level, is completely, you know, pointless to be working in? And I think that the Free State Project is a really good solution. If you love liberty and if you understand what it means to be free, and that is you let other people be free in their lives so you can be free in yours, if you get it about liberty, then go to freestateproject.org, read about it, get signed up, and start making plans to make the move up here to New Hampshire. We do not want the violent provocateurs. In fact, if you come up here and you start talking about violence, you will be on the outs. I don't want to associate with people like that, because I only want people that have peaceful solutions to the problems. Leave the violence in the hands of the state. They're the ones that are violent. And if our side, the liberty-loving side, starts getting violent, then we'll just be made out to look like a bunch of kooks, and it will give them the excuse to crush us as quickly and as violently as possible.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, take control of the airwaves. This live Saturday edition of the program here brought to you by SACL CAI 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, somebody called to ask, what is SACL CAI?
Well, SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, the accounts receivable for other companies. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers rather than, treating them badly or anything like that. They treat all their customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
As we continue here, and the proprietor, by the way, of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is a longtime supporter of this program, and he's making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as I understand it.
Yeah, he's going to be here shortly.
All right, so let's continue with your thoughts on whatever you want. Chuck is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck? I've been listening to you talk about secessionists, and I just want to tell you that secessionism is not going to work. If you were to have some state that was able to secede, you would just wind up with two lousy governments instead of one.
What do you mean?
Do you know of a state that, other than maybe New Hampshire, that you would want to live in under the present government that the state offers?
I don't want to
get bogged down into that. I want to throw some pie at the sky for you for a minute, and then I want to suggest a solution.
Okay.
Here's the pie in the sky. Reduce the size of the federal government to its constitutionally limited size. This would create a vacuum in the taxing and regulating departments, which would be quickly filled by the states. And then 50 states competing with each other with taxes and regulations, some state would stumble across something that was efficient. Right now, there is about 6.5 million state employees. What do you suppose their main job is?
Collecting money for the state.
No, their main job is to have a job next year.
Okay.
Okay, now if their main job is to have a job next year, does that stimulate efficiency?
No, it's nothing like efficiency. It's the exact opposite.
So if we were to reduce the size of the federal government and turn our states into Kmarts and Walmarts competing with each other, then we would turn these 6.5 million people from being service wasters into being service providers.
Well, maybe to some extent. I mean, I understand that what you're proposing there is kind of the original idea behind the country, right? Was that there would be these, you know, kind of this somewhat of a market of governments competing for.
First of all, in 1776, they didn't know anything about markets.
Well, they knew about the invisible hand. I mean,
Adam Smith had written his book in 1776.
Correct. Adam Smith, you know, it's not like he created the marketplace. I mean, the whole English Revolution had been going on for, at that point, more than 100 years. I mean, it was the Enlightenment period, and people had these ideas already. But he did a great job of putting it all together. Go on.
It wasn't well established, though. I don't believe that the founders saw competition between states as a way of becoming efficient. I think they thought that responsible leaders was going to make the state efficient.
That sounds. I'll go for that.
Well, let's go back to what you were saying in the beginning there of your call about your question was something to the effect of, well, would you want to live underneath the state government as opposed to the federal government? And I'd rather have a government that is, you know, two levels deep than three. I mean, I've got the local government, I've got the state government, and then I've got the federal government. And I'd much rather just have to deal with the local and the state. I don't want any of the above. But if I have to choose, I'll take two rather than three.
You were talking earlier of that the states being addicted to the money. Well, the federal government gets the money from the states.
The federal government prints its money. I mean, there's no attachment.
That's true.
There's no attachment to spending and taxing
actually,
for the federal government. For the state governments
the
and local governments, it is.
That's one of the thoughts that's been percolating around inside my head. My solution is to have the states compete with each other.
Secession's going to do that.
No, it won't. Because secession will simply have two central governments that are all powerful, and they will be dictating to the whatever political segments are
Depends on the direction the state goes after it secedes. I mean, technically, a state could become more tyrannical.
Take a look at Texas.
Well, hold on. If New Hampshire secedes and it's because of the liberty-minded people that are moving here and getting active, then I would think that New Hampshire would become very competitive in the marketplace of all the countries of the world as far as I'd like to see it be the next Hong Kong. Open up the borders, let people come in, make a better life for themselves, get rid of as many taxes as you possibly can. I mean, I'd like to see the New Hampshire government go away as well.
I agree with you. How far away is something like that? I mean, I'm 71 years old, and I'm not going to be moving to New Hampshire, although I certainly do applaud, you know, the movement.
Realistically, it's a ways away, no doubt about it, but how far away or likely is it that the federal government's going to get constitutional again? And, you know, that's even, in my opinion, more ludicrous.
I sent you a statistic yesterday that said 80% of the American people already think that the federal government is doing too much. They're too big.
I'd say that's about right.
Okay, now, if 80% believe that it's too big, and we have this powerful Tea Party movement, and we have a lot of people that are in favor of the Declaration of Independence, and we have this Free State movement, and I just don't think it is that far-fetched.
You are quite the dreamer, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate the optimism. Listen, I've been saying this for 5 years. I mean, I've been presenting this plan for 5 years. Can you imagine how far away it was 5 years ago?
Chuck, I appreciate the optimism. I just don't see the Tea Party as anything more than just a Republican rallying point.
I agree, but they all believe that government is too big.
That's what they say, but then when they're given the opportunity to do something about it,
They're not going to be given the opportunity because the only ones that are going to get into power are the ones that sell out to the power structure.
That's true.
Otherwise, they're not going to get into power.
You're right about that, and that's why I say there's no point in bothering to try to change the fence.
No. What I'm saying is there are millions of Tea Party people who are good people, and they're honest people, and they are primed for reducing the size of the federal government. And the Declaration of Independence is the roadmap. It is the diagram for a federal government. The second paragraph to the Declaration of Independence, if we were to adopt it as a mission statement for our federal government, we would know exactly, everybody in this country would know exactly what the federal government is supposed to do.
Chuck, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, it may be true that the Tea Parties are, you know, made up of, in some parts, I think that there are different people that attend the Tea Parties. I think you've got a spectrum between, you know, more anarchist types all the way up to the so-called small government Republicans that really just want to make the military as big as they possibly can. I think you've got a spectrum of people that attends those parties. But, you know, he may be right. Millions of people do want to see a lot smaller government, no doubt about it. But those people aren't running for political office. And if they are running for political office, the system will corrupt them and they will get a hold of power. And then all of a sudden, instead of reducing the size of government, they want to focus on the programs they think are important and expanding those. I mean, the Republicans were elected with the mandate of reducing the size of government in the 1990s, and they got in total control in the aughts, and they did nothing. They made it bigger. They did nothing to reduce the size. They made it much, much bigger.
Yeah, they did plenty.
So
stuffed their pockets full of cash as often as they could.
And if they get in control again, they're going to do the same thing. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Let's continue with your thoughts and talk to, I believe we've got Ernest, all the way up in Anchorage, listening to Kudo. Hello, Ernest.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yes, kind of had a question about, I've been following you today, and so it sounds like you are libertarians.
I used to use that term for myself. I would use the term neo-abolitionist today.
Oh, God.
Abolitionist. I also heard something about volunteerism. So that's kind of like a neo-abolitionist.
Voluntary society, perhaps, or consensualist. Yeah, libertarian's an old term, and it really has been kind of ruined by.
I'll take libertarian
by people that. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, one thing I've noticed is that it seems like you hear a lot about government. And you don't hear anything about multinational corporatism.
Sure.
Basically, I don't see the difference between I'm skeptical and wary of multilateral corporatism, or we'll just say corporatism as much as I am government.
Sure, I don't blame you. They're pretty much two peas in the same pod. And I'll let you come back. If you want to come back here in hour number three, you're welcome to hang on. We can discuss that a little bit further because it's an important point. In fact, governments are corporations. It's all legal fiction. 800-259-9231, and governments help the multinational corporations, and the multinational corporations help governments. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.